Hello and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. I'm here today with Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons. They're an American rock band from Columbus, Ohio. They're passing through town on their way to play at the Montrose Summer Music Series. And so we have singer-guitarist Angela Purley here, guitarist Chris Connor, bass player Billy Zainal, and Ed Davis on drums.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for making it over the hill to stop by KVNF on your way over to Montrose.
Thank you so much for having
you.
Us.
Yeah. So I read that your band was sort of brought together by a producer. So what were your first impressions of each other?
Yeah. Well, first impressions, it was kind of like a blind date where the guys had heard some of my demos and we were like, okay, well, let's play these songs. And so we played about 10 songs or so, and that was like our introduction to each other. And
yeah.
it went really well. It automatically sounded like a band.
Billy and I had been listening to the CDs for a couple weeks before then, and because Fred gave us the CDs and said, hey, would you be interested in playing? And we love the music, and Billy and I had been playing together in other bands before. So we just worked the songs up, and we got to meet Angela. And the first time we met her, she had a guitar in hand. And right. We just had a couple jam sessions after that, and we've been playing ever since. It's been about eight, 9 years now.
Yeah, I remember listening to the demos and thinking, what does she look like? These are neat songs. They're interesting.
And it's a mystery.
She walked in with those cat glasses and her guitar, and it clicked.
So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, very grateful.
Yeah, it seems like it was a match made in heaven. You have a good producer.
Yeah. He's a producer and engineer, and he's done all of our recordings. So it's been kind of growing up together in this band, which has been really fun.
So were you working professionally before you got hooked up with this producer? Or how?
Not really. I was attending Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. I was a student there, English major, but I was playing in a lot of bands, and I was doing, playing out solo acoustic, and so I wasn't really, it was more as a hobby at that point. But yeah, my college roommate had known Fred Blitzer, who has done all of our recordings, and she was working at this, interning at his studio in Columbus, and that's kind of how it all got started.
Mm-hmm.
So, Angela, you were in a band, though, called the Frankies in high school, right? A high school band.
Yeah, it was a girl trio. Nothing like Frank Sinatra, but that's how we kind of inspired the name. And we all learned how to play together.
Nice.
So we would do drums and bass and guitars. So.
Were you good? I mean,
I don't know. I don't think so. I can't. Now that I'm like think back at it, I'm like, how did I even like turn on the amp? Or I don't even know. I was not. We were having fun.
Right.
I don't know if it was good.
How did the band end?
That's a good question. I don't know. I do know that we had. I don't know how we ended.
I think I remember hearing a story about how you threw your guitar at the drummer and just stormed out. It was the last time you ever saw her.
Yeah, there was definitely no bad blood. Like, I think it just naturally, we went to different, kind of went to all different colleges. And so they kind of naturally ended that way.
Right.
So
you wouldn't actually throw your guitar at someone.
No.
One reviewer described you, Angela, they described your voice, actually, as an attractive mixture of vulnerability and confidence. And I really think you do have that mix in your voice, but also how you present yourself, because one minute you kind of almost seem shy. And then in another, you could actually picture you maybe throwing your guitar at someone. So is that how you, feel? Is that why you present yourself that way in a way?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I definitely think I'm definitely like a wallflower. Like I easily blend into, big rooms of people, and I like to absorb people's energy and just kind of listen. I'm a good listener, and but then I also like to express myself, and I feel like music kind of feels like a safe place for me, and the stage is kind of a fun place for me to like unleash a lot of my emotions, and it's kind of therapeutic, and so I can let that side of me, I have that side in me, but the stage sees it more than people.
Right. I always wonder about that, because I feel like sometimes who you are on stage is unexpected even to you.
Yes.
Like it's
yes.
a persona or just something comes out that you were like, who's that? You know?
Right.
And people respond to it, so you keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see some artists that struggle with that too a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like they were like, wait, I didn't mean to be that person or, right. you know, I'd rather not on the next album or right. something like that. So I want to talk about the song White Doves, and this is off your latest release called Homemade Vision.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite tracks on the on this album. And
thank you.
Yeah, just wondering what inspired the song. And
yeah, you know, that song was, it was, I write, my writing style kind of varies on how I write songs, but that was one where it just, I think I wrote it in the summer and it just kind of came, it was kind of a stream of conscious kind of song that was just inspired by, I don't even know, it was just one of those things where it just kind of hit me fast and I didn't really edit it very much, and it really came together in the studio when we started, we went to record Homemade Vision. That actually was kind of a last minute addition, like I had like just written it, and we just kind of it just worked.
It took a minute to arrange it. It was getting the arrangement, I think, just how it was going to flow, how it was going to start, how it was, there's a little bridge in there, you know, how long is the solo going to be? So there were some last minute decisions in the studio. I think it did work out really well, kind of like talking about the arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was really fun. We're glad we made it on there, because for a second there, we weren't sure if it was going to make it. Just the
right. It was so like, new that I literally just, we were like on a break recording some of the other songs, and I was just kind of fumbling around with it, and the guys were like, what's that? You know, and that's kind of mm-hmm. how it got started.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of finished it there.
Everything is falling, all I hear them calling, white divs in the sinking sand. Everything is falling, all I hear them calling, white divs in the sinking sand. It's true, I don't believe in nothing real. It's all a kind of perception, yeah. Cadillac.
You've been listening to an interview with Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons, recorded earlier this summer. That was the song White Doves. And the video for it is great, too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. In fact, you guys have a lot of really like well-produced and sort of highly produced videos with storylines and all kinds of who are you working with on that? And
again, the same producer engineer that's kind of has been, we've been on his label, Vital Music USA in Columbus. It's a really small, it's a small company, studio video production company. So they have an in-house video team. It's really cool. We kind of bounce ideas off of them, and it's a really unique situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of rare that you kind of see music studios and video productions like in the same house.
Yeah.
So,
do they come up with some of the storyline too, like the people who are producing it?
Yeah, I would say it's like they'll ask me like to come up with ideas, and we'll kind of give them stuff to go off of. But because it turns into this like kind of group mind, it can kind of morph, and you know, people get really creative. So I would say it's like kind of half and half, where we kind of just end up jumping ideas off each other.
Yeah.
So
I really like music videos where there's stories and costumes and like, instead of just here's us playing the song,
right.
I really like it when people get creative and do all that stuff. In fact, you had to wear a mask on one of them. Yeah.
Yeah,
ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, that was a very stressful day. Fortunately, there weren't any officers of the law.
Yeah, we were going guerrilla
style. Is that against the law to wear a...
Yes. Well, yeah, it was pretty... Yeah, because it covered most of my vision, so it was certainly pretty dangerous. Plus, I didn't have a motorcycle license, so, I mean, I'm sure we would have attracted attention, and then I would have... But we actually...
You guys are lucky you're alive.
Yeah, it was very dangerous. I was concerned, so just tried to be as careful as possible. I had precious cargo on the back of the bike. So
that's
Angela,
right.
Angela's very trusting.
All right. And what song was that one for?
That was for Your Love.
Oh, Your Love. Okay, that's another one I want to play,
awesome.
I think, too. Yeah, so actually, why don't we just talk about that one now since we're here? So that video is for the song Your Love.
Yes.
Which is a love song.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a bit of an edge to it, too.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a story about that?
The band really brought that one together. A little outlaw country vibe in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, that one wasn't difficult to arrange. It seemed like...
That was pretty fast.
Yeah, we started playing it live, and it was always fun to play. And then it was just kind of trying to figure out how... It actually has like three guitar solos in it, which is interesting. I think it's unusual.
It's definitely a heavy
guitar
song.
But it doesn't
song.
Feel like... I don't think it drags too much. Like, it does not like too much guitar. But, you know, there's a little intro, a little mid-solo, and then one at the end. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Your hands are up.
the river. Let your hair fall around your face. Let us laugh and look at each other. Why don't want this to fade? Playing cards and drinking Coca-Cola. Taking pictures of the trees. Waiting knee deep in muddy water.
You guys definitely rock. Like, that's no mistake. And there's definitely some country in there. More, I feel like, on the earlier albums definitely that you put out.
Yes.
This, the latest one seems like it's heavy on the rock.
Yeah.
So is there a genre of music that you would want to do aside from those, country and rock? Like, where would you, like, if you could just jump outside your comfort zone completely. All of you, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
We need a little Captain Beefheart injection.
Which would be, what category does he even fall under? Like, experimental rock?
Yeah. Yes.
I guess. Yeah. Avant-garde, so. I don't know.
Very arts, yeah. Art-driven. What about you, Ed?
I've really been itching to play some reggae.
Oh.
So we should try that.
Yes.
I'll throw in a one drop tonight. We'll see how it goes.
That's great.
That'd be awesome. It seems like, we like so many different styles, and I think we've been trying to incorporate as much as we can into the music without it sounding too scatterbrained, kind of focused. So that's why it's fun to have the stripped down, really earthy stuff and then be able to kind of punch it, step it up a notch too. So I'm kind of scratching all the itches with what we're doing.
Yeah. If I feel like I had to, like, a side project, I'd want it to be like some kind of studio, like some like really weird like electronic project or something.
Fun.
That'd be fun. Like just like super trippy. That's what I would do. And I'd call it something like Pearl Moon Landing, or I don't know.
That works. I like that. So let's see here. Where am I? Oh, I feel like another thing that makes your band unique is that, Angela, you play the saw.
Yes.
Which is not something very many people play. How did you pick up that instrument? And also, who are some of the best saw players out there? Mm. Like,
I feel like lately I've been seeing like kind of the main, like the woman, like the saw lady from New York. New York City. She's like kind of like the leader of the saws right now, and she like organizes this big saw festival in New York every year. that she might be like, seems like she's pretty pro. Like she's kind of.
Have you been to the Saw Festival?
No, mm-hmm. We're always out of town. I always like kind of get an email like, hey, it's this weekend, and it's never worked out. But I would like to see that. People travel from, I guess, all over the world, and then they even like put together these orchestras with, it's just an orchestra of saws, and everyone learns the same piece. And I would love to
haunting.
See it. Yeah,
yeah,
yes.
I can imagine.
I can't even imagine. So. But I picked up the saw. I was listening to a lot of like old folk and blues recordings, and I just was drawn to how the eeriness of the sound, and just was very haunted. And I knew something about it. I just was like, okay, whatever that is, I want to learn how to play that instrument. And I did. I just kind of taught myself, got one, and fiddled around, and locked myself in the bathroom for a while just to kind of get that nice reverb in there too. And It's
did you have roommates at this time?
Yes, yeah. And they thought I was very. They were already used to this.
Okay. She just locked herself in the bathroom with a saw.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, she's got the computer. She's recording. Like, so, but it was really fun. It's a great instrument. But yeah, it can be fickle sometimes too. It has a mind of its own.
Mm-hmm. And if you're just joining us, I'm here with Angela Perley and the Howlin' Moons. They're going to be playing at the Montrose Summer Music Series at the Black Canyon Golf Course. And by the time this airs, you will have missed them. So, sorry.
I'm sure we'll be back because, you know, usually when we go to a new state as a band, we try to make connections and meet people, and we've been having a lot of fun. So we've been playing some really cool venues, and the goal is hopefully to be back like within 6 months, you know, just to keep,
oh good,
yeah, just maintain a presence and just keep meeting people.
So. Yeah, I noticed that actually, that a lot of the bands that I see come through here are here again and again and again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it becomes like family after a while.
Right, yeah.
Everybody shows up and it's good to catch up with them. And sometimes they get too big for us and we don't see them anymore in Paonia anyway. But but then you can go see them at some bit like Aspen or Telluride or you know, one of those. So you're all from Columbus, Ohio. And I was sort of looking around at some of the other bands in Columbus and trying to figure out what this sort of scene is there. And I would say it's pretty rock, right? There's a lot of rock
There's a
bands.
Lot of everything.
Man,
is there?
It is a really big scene right now. And there's been more and more like bands that are touring out of Columbus, which is really cool to see. A lot of people are moving even from smaller cities in Ohio like to Columbus. There's a lot of good opportunities. It's definitely just growing city and growing, you know, lots of places to play, which is inspiring.
Yeah.
What is it famous for? Like the scene there? I mean, even in the past, maybe.
Yeah.
Bands that have come out of
cowpunk. Or just the sound.
You hear a lot.
Yeah. Cowpunk?
Cowpunk?
Yeah. Which I don't think describes us, but I've been hearing that word since the 90s.
Really?
Yeah. I saw the Two Cow Garage.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
They seem a little like they could fall in that genre.
Yeah, that's because I was thinking the same thing with like Lydia Lovelace is now on Bloodshot. Yeah. She's been traveling or playing around a lot. So she's like one of the people that's come out of Columbus recently.
Yeah.
I remember back in like the mid 90s, it was supposed to be like the next Seattle. There were bands like Howlin' Maggie.
Oh, yeah, there was more of the grunge bands going on in Columbus.
New Bomb Turks.
Yeah.
These bands were all getting signed and major label deals, and Columbus was supposed to be the next huge music city, and none of them like really took off. But I think it's definitely even more so now.
A lot
of cool bands.
And if anything, I feel like there's also a huge like indie rock scene, and then like funk, a lot of like funk and like soul, like soul bands. I feel like that's pretty big in Columbus.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Right now, the big band is 21 Pilots.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the biggest band.
Taking over the world.
My 14-year-old son really likes them. I didn't know they were from Columbus.
Yeah.
Okay.
My 11-year-old daughter.
Still live
also
in Columbus, too.
You have a daughter that likes
two.
Them?
Two. They're crazy about 21 Pilots.
Did they get to go see them play live? Or
they haven't. Not yet.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. It's been great to have you. Let's go out with a song featuring Angela on the saw.
There's a song called Tangled on the Kitchen Floor that was on one of our EPs that has a little saw in it, too. We don't have too much saw in our recordings, but our live shows, we definitely play more.
We're trying to always have too much. Right.
I just love the name of that song, Tangled on the Kitchen Floor. Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, sounds fun.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can tell me about that song? Does the title just say it all?
Yeah, that one's kind of like an emotional, like, when something moves you enough to, like, almost, like, knock you to the ground kind of song. So,
all right. Well, let's go out with that one then.
Great.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
Sad song on the radio left me tangled on the kitchen floor. I'm crying, our tears like a waterfall. These late September evenings can get a girl grieving when she never gets a phone call. I'm crying like a whippoorwill in the dark. Can you hear my message? And do you know who my message is for? Only the stars know my story. Only the flower in my hair knows where. Only the stars know my story and how the blues creeps in.
You've been listening to an interview with Angela Purley and the Howlin' Moons, recorded earlier this summer. Thanks for tuning in to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot.